Milton Shedd, who started SeaWorld with three other Phi Kappa Sigma fraternity brothers, died last week of cancer. He was 79 years old. Shedd and George Millay, Ken Norris, and Dave DeMott hatched the idea for SeaWorld in the mid-1960s. They'd been out of school for 10 years. Dave DeMott's wife, Char, recalls their unlikely partnership.
You have to realize that these fellows were flying by the seat of their pants because none of them really had ever done anything like this before, and they came from some diverse backgrounds. Uncle Milty was the financial guy because he had worked at Price Waterhouse. George Millay was the entrepreneur. Dr. Kenny Norris was the marine biologist, and Davy was the bean counter. He was the money guy.
The foursome used to gather at a Pacific Beach restaurant called The Reef. That eatery, filled with tropical fish tanks, was the inspiration of what was to become the SeaWorld theme park. But their first idea was another restaurant, according to Shedd's youngest son, Bill.
They figured, well, we're going to sink the restaurant down under the water in the bay and watch the fish. Well, the problem was water clarity issues and would there be any fish around? So they figured what we'd do, we would build like a dam out around the outside of the window so people would think that they were looking into the bay, but they'd actually be looking into a tank. And over some beers one night and just some extended thought, they thought, well, geez, if we can do that, why not an oceanarium?
SeaWorld was born, but it had a rough beginning.
First day that they opened in 1964, Barry Goldwater was running for president, so they brought him in on a paddle wheel boat. Well, that boat came in right near the main intake valves from the harbor, and so it stirred up all this mud. So the main water valve that ran into the park ruptured, and there was a 30-foot-high geyser shooting salt water up into the air on opening day. And to top that off, all the bathrooms in the park clogged up.
Things got better the next year when SeaWorld became the first theme park to display a killer whale, Shamu. SeaWorld since has grown beyond San Diego to Orlando and San Antonio. Shedd served as chairman of the company for many years. He spent most of his life near the sea, fishing as early as 5 years old off the Santa Monica Pier. 1 year before the founding of SeaWorld, Shedd launched the Hubs SeaWorld Research Institute.
It was his sense that he and his partners were going to take creatures from the sea that sort of belonged to everybody but really belonged to nobody, and if they were successful, they were going to make a profit at it. And they felt that along with that gain came a responsibility that they should be looking for ways to give back to the ocean.
Shedd served in World War II and received the Silver Star, Bronze Star, and Purple Heart. He received many more civilian honors over the years for his efforts to further marine science and conservation. Bill Shedd says his father needed the water more than the accolades.
Just 2 weeks before he died, we took him to a local lake to fish for bass, and he was taking a long time to catch the fish, which I knew that he could reel it in quicker than he did. I watched him a couple of times. I thought, you know, he's on purpose keeping the fish on the line longer than normal, as if he knew that he wasn't going to feel a fish on the end of his line again.
A memorial service for Milton Shedd is planned this afternoon in Carlsbad, California.